Your grace is enough for me. But I sing, Your grace is enough. I'm covered in Your love. Your grace is enough for me.
Good morning. This morning I read a story that so parallels this song. A minister several years ago lost his little daughter, and dealing with that death, he was on his way to church to try to preach with strength and conviction about getting through things like that, and that the grace of God was certainly enough. And as he wrestled with that, he said, I'm saying that, I've quoted that, but I'm not sure that I really believe that. It's hard to believe that right now. So he began to pray, God, please, please, give me Your grace, let it be enough. And he said it was almost like an audible voice from heaven that said, you don't have to ask for what I've already given. My word says, My grace is enough. You and I will face a lot of things in life, and right now a lot of folks in our church are facing a lot of difficult things, and human strength isn't sufficient. Best chosen words of the most eloquent isn't sufficient, but God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Your grace is enough. Father, we thank You for Your great grace. Let our hearts look to You today as we lift our voices to worship, to praise, and to experience Your very presence in our midst. Lead us and guide us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart.
You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Lift your voices this morning as we praise the Lord together.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you.
Yes, Jesus.
We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new.
Hallelujah.
You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. You're worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us, we welcome you here, Lord Jesus. God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna,
Lord, we do lift our voices in praise and thank you again for this day that you've given us, and just ask that your presence be with us and that we are blessed and are a blessing to others through being in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It's good to see everybody this morning. Welcome to Community Church, to all of our church family, and to folks who are visiting with us today. We are very, very glad that you are with us, and we want you to know that you are welcome. Welcome to be in the house of the Lord. I want to just begin by saying a very special thanks to Rich Hollings for all the work he did on the construction site. Since our construction got delayed, the weeds were trying to take us out. In fact, I think a few folks thought we'd abandoned the premises. But thanks to Rich, it's looking really good. He worked the better part of 2 days on weed eating out there, and I really, really know everybody appreciates that. And it looks like we are getting much, much closer to moving forward with the construction, getting a lot of good news on what we can do and the plans that we can have to put that addition on the side. So that is a blessing to know we're going forward with that. The other announcements, upcoming events, please just give those your attention. Also a reminder that beginning this Wednesday night, right here in the church auditorium, Rick Lee will be teaching a class on finances entitled Money Smarts. So you are invited. That's a 3-week course, and I'm sure it's beneficial for all of us to be able to manage our money just a little bit better in all the areas, not only of budgeting, but our financial practices, our giving, all those kind of things that help keep us out of trouble financially. Rick's working on a book along this line, and so we look forward to those 3 nights. So that starts this Wednesday evening. I'm going to let you just please read all the other announcements, things that are coming up. You know, elders and deacons next Sunday, the Willows, our homecoming with Barry Perez, all of those things are listed there in the bulletin. So please, please give attention to those without my having to just read and read and read and bore you with reading over it. At this time, I want to open up some announcements, and I think Dorothy Daugherty has an announcement. Something been on her heart. I'll ask her to come share that, and I'll just sit down.
How honored I am to get to do this. What I'm getting to do is recognize one of our young people that has been a part of our worship team for about 5 years, plus a vital part of our youth ministry. Caleb Morrison is I love this boy, young man. He has had a special place in my heart for a long time. Last fall, I would listen to the football games at Mercer just to hear him make the extra point, which he always did. Well, most of the time, okay. But the announcer would say, there it goes, right down the middle, time after time. Okay, so we're going to show our love and appreciation for him by giving a love offering to him for his faithfulness and his work in the church for a long time. As usual, there will be a basket back in the back for this. And if you give a check, remember to put it to the church with the memo to Caleb. We're going to do this for a couple more Sundays in case there's somebody that wants to give that isn't here today, or in case you all want to give twice again another time. We're going to do it for a couple more Sundays. You know, this church is so generous with its giving, and we give to ministries far and wide, but this is one we can do right here, one of our own. like Adina, that we have watched grow up among us. And so also let's pray for him. Let's keep him covered in prayer. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. I just was blessed to be able to be requested by Dorothy to bring this before the deacons and elders meeting. And we discussed it, and we agreed unanimously that we wanted to do this as a blessing to someone here who's grown up in the church and has grown up in the church and has ministered. And so we're going to just make it available to you the rest of the month. We might put a reminder somewhere along the way, but I just want to encourage you too, just, you know, you don't have to give him money. You can just go up and say thank you. You can just go up and say, I appreciate what you've done. You can just go up and say you love him. You can just send him a card, okay? But we wanted to give people the opportunity to give in any way that they wanted to. And so we trust that this is going to be a blessing. Jesus.
Thank you all. It's always a little awkward when it's your own family. So the only thought that occurred to my mind, if any of you don't want to give him money, just give it to his grandfather, all right? So who else has an announcement this morning? Brian?
George Smith isn't here today, I don't think, but he has got a bunch of clothes, a lot of suits and shirts that are hanging up downstairs now. I think they're 42 long, maybe. You might want to check them out if anybody wants to look at them. It's some really nice suits that he got, I guess, where he works. That's really nice jackets, and so they're down there available for anybody, he said.
All right. Speaking of George, that kind of leads us into our prayer time. Debbie's mom, as many of you have seen on Facebook in the church email prayer chain, back in the hospital, not doing well. She was in ICU. She's in a regular room, but she requires somebody to be in the room with her. So Debbie had spent the night with her last night. George called this morning, said he wouldn't be at church because he was spending the day with her today. So ask that we keep Debbie's mom and their whole family in prayer. Of course, her father passed away just a few weeks ago, so it's been a really, really rough time. Also, we got word that many of you know Frank Preston from our community here. Frank preaches now over at Parksville, the Church of Christ in Parksville. His wife, Connie, is going to have some open-heart surgery this coming Friday. He's contacted us asking that our church pray for him. That's Frank Preston's wife, Connie. Our prayer list is pretty lengthy. There's a lot of needs going on, a lot of folks who need the healing and the grace of the Lord. So we want to keep those folks lifted up. Anything else this morning? Dina will be with us. Speaking of Adina, one of our own missionaries down in Mexico, she'll be with us next Sunday to share about what's going on down in Mexico. Keep in the back of your mind that we have tentatively scheduled a mission trip for 2019 to Mexico to work with the house down there. So that's just in the tentative stages that George is coordinating, George Smith, but of course they have been so busy with sickness in their family. But please ponder whether you would be one who'd be interested in going down there to work. David.
Jerry Wilson, Lois's brother, is in the hospital. You recall we prayed for him when he was having a kidney transplant. He's having some problems now. We should lift him up in prayer.
Thank you. We will do that and add him to our list. Before we recognize any birthdays or anniversaries, and I think, well, let's just include that. If I'm correct, there is one anniversary, no birthdays this coming week, and I believe that happy anniversary goes to Rick and Mary Lee this Saturday, August 11th. Happy anniversary, Rick, to you and to your wife, Mary. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. And there are things that may be on your heart. If there's a prayer on your heart, feel free to lift that up before the Lord at this time. Father, we commit all the cares that we encounter into your hands. We are so thankful Every day we see and hear things locally. We see and hear things nationally and on the world scene that are overwhelming, that we can't fix, that no man can fix. And we are so thankful that you do have not only the whole world, the whole universe in the palm of your hand, but you have each of us individually in the palm of your hand. You will lead us if we but follow. You will speak if we will but listen. Father, we thank you that you're willing to do more for us than we're willing to ask, more than we're willing to even believe. So as the man long ago when he encountered Jesus said, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Help us, Father, to believe even more strongly and trust in you more completely. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church along with the workers. So those who are working with the children this morning and those children who are in those programs can be dismissed as the worship team comes to lead us. A couple more songs of praise today.
Stand with me, please.
O creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven alone. Praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thank you.
Of the Lord is in this place.